it's RTZ Studios here. We've got some movie reviews. I haven't seen too much lately, so Raph and Tyson are going to do them. Here's Tyson.
All right. I'm looking at Percy Jackson and the Lightning Thief.
By the director of Harry Potter and the Chamber of Secrets, I think.
Anyway, as I was saying, in it there's lots of action about gods and goddesses and half-humans and half-gods, and it's a great movie. It's becoming a sequel just like Harry Potter. Quite good, actually. Percy Jackson finds out his true power about water. He can control it and use it to heal. He goes into the underworld with the three pearls, which make three people teleport back.
He steps onto them
and goes straight back into the world. But the lightning bolt has been stolen. Who stole it?
Who knows?
Over to Raph.
Don't you need to give it a score and sort of say how good it was and stuff?
Raph is absolutely right. Now Tyson will
Overall, it's a great movie. A lot of action and a lot of great scenes. I'd rate it probably 10 out of 10 for our movie rating. And now, Raph will review Alice in Wonderland by,
Okay, Alice in Wonderland is actually set after the books Alice in Wonderland and Alice in the Looking Glass. And she's about 21 or so. She can't really remember much of it, so she goes back to Wonderland. This movie has a fantastic theme, and the 3D is really great, as always, because the 3D nowadays is awesome, unlike there's that old 3D. It's
strong.
It's about a normal length movie, and it's really just good and enjoyable. If you've read the books, then you'll really like this. My mum said that, but yeah, I haven't actually read the books, so I'm sort of cheating. But the theme of it is quite kiddy of it, and unless you can count a head rolling down the stairs, a head rolling down some stairs slowly, then after just being decapitated, then it's not really violent. But yeah, it's rated PG, and so I'll give it a 9.3 out of 10. Pretty good.
Okay, now there is our movie review. We have now finished for today. Bye, folks.